up, you mobile wombat. You go. I'm getting this Hardee's here and where am I at? Lyman?
Myself time enough to get a breakfast. So I usually have to pick it up at work. Which they have pretty good almonds at work, so I can't complain.
You guys got, you know, a cafeteria and that. We don't have anything, just a vending machine with maybe cookies and chips.
Plus side, I can't complain about it.
Today's the plant manager's last day. He's retiring.
I don't even think about that kind of stuff.
We're doing my Medicare stuff here in another month or so.
Yeah.
If I could retire now, let's see, I'll be 65 next year, but I'm probably going to go to 67. The way everything's going with Social Security and that, if they run out of money and then you're only going to get 75%, I need that extra couple hundred bucks.
Playing together. A lot of people just don't plan it out.
Play it by ear and see how it works out. You know, I may work a little bit past full because they won't dock me any money. So we'll just see how it is.
Is it this weekend, or are you just going to start getting everything packed up for next weekend?
DFW. Yeah, probably going to ground up some stuff. My sister-in-law and mother-in-law are coming in, I guess, tomorrow morning. There's a funeral down in Greenville for their pastor from a church that they went to a long time ago. So I think they're going to go to it. So we may meet over at Susan's aunt's house, maybe swim in the pool and just chill out a little bit on Saturday. But other than that, that's about it.
The weekend, we're supposed to go camping this weekend. I'm glad the weather looks like it's going to be real nice. Hopefully we can catch some fish. Just on the other side of Rutherfordton, it's called Kent Grimes, but last time I went there, the bass fishing was really good. I hope it's still good. I haven't been there in about 3 or 4 years, so hoping that it didn't drain the lake too much or something, because a lot of camps will do that, so we'll hope everything's still good, because I've talked it up.
Be good for you. I know that lake up there in Asheville at the KOA, man, that's a hard lake to fish. It's tough to catch any fish there, especially if you're just using worms. Crickets was a different story.
Places that'll put in a lake or pond and not really do anything with it. That's the problem with Kings Mountain. Like, when you go up to Kings Mountain, you know, they got a nice pond out front of it, but there's so much, I guess, sediment and everything that's been in and everything that settles to the bottom. I don't think the foot's, it's more than a foot or two deep.
Three man-made ponds there at that one in Asheville. And that, the middle one is pretty good. Top one's full of lily pads. And that, but I don't know how deep it is. It's got a lot of grass in the bottom, so the fish on the bottom is pretty tough. Back from the beach, I get to go to Santee.
What fish?
Spot right on the lake.
I'd like to hear that, how that turns out.
Down at the Hunting Island, it was only good through Friday. We had to leave Friday. It's like, man, I hate to come back on a Friday. And so we decided to just go on up to Santee. It's only an hour and a half away from where we're already at. Just go up there and cross over the bridge. Campsite's right there.
Already had the camper and everything packed, so that's not a bad deal. Last time, and we had to move, twice? You know, in my head, I thought it was going to be pretty bad, you know, trying to pack everything up, but, you know, once you get used to it, it's really not that bad. It doesn't take us that long, and we'd be able to put our stuff back down pretty quick. So, I mean, that's a good thing about it, but you don't have to worry about your fridge and all that getting cold again.
With your truck, or they come move it for you?
No worries, they'll come move it for us.
Is your fridge not run off of, like, gas or the battery when it's not hooked up to power?
This is one thing I missed about this camper. I wish it had. I mean, the old Kodiak I had, it did that. It would run off propane. But this one won't do it, so it's not hooked to electricity. The fridge isn't running.
Yeah, mine runs off at 12 volts, and then it's all it runs off of, so you can, you know, run it off grid. Now, that it has an outside fridge, too, but the outside fridge won't run unless you're hooked up to shore power.
Miss that convenience, but, you know, we don't travel with this one as much, so it just stays at the beach. Well, Ken, I'm getting off of my exit, so I'm going to go ahead and get this antenna off the top of the car. You be safe, rest your way to work. Have a great weekend, and hopefully we'll holler at you Monday morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, Ken.
Andrew, you guys have an awesome, safe time camping, and we'll catch you on Monday. KN4CFW.